On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be reviewing 2016 through High Blue and Lonesome Eyes, homing in on some of the many highlights that punctuated this past momentous year. Big Country Bluegrass, Dale Ann Bradley, Donna Ulysses, their Earls of Leicester and Flat Lonesome all left indelible marks. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be checking out award winners, number one songs, and other notable achievements from this past year. Coming up this fact-filled, statistically-laced, nostalgia-inducing edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with a song that went to number one on the National Bluegrass Survey in April and May 2016, written by the Spigma Male Vocalist of the Year, Russell Moore. This is third time out with I'm Leaving You and Fort Worth 2.
I woke up to a Sunday morning that's weighing heavy on my mind. The last few nights of being out with the boys really took its toll this time. Goodbye so long, no more doing me wrong, and the crime's gonna stop today. My mind's made up, I'm leaving you. I'm tired of being alone and blue. Don't try to find me, 'cause we're through. This love is too rough, baby, I've had enough. I'm leaving you in Fort Worth. Stuck right to the ground, but I don't have a clue, and there's just no trace of this woman that don't want to be found. I miss the way she talks, the way she wiggles when she walks. I miss her southern charm. If I could turn back time, a better man she'd find, and she'd be right here in my arms. My mind's made up, I'm leaving you. I'm tired of being. Love is too rough, baby, I've had enough. I'm leaving you in Fort Worth too. This love is too rough, baby, I've had enough. I'm leaving you in Fort Worth too.
Please don't, honey, please don't, please don't let her please.
Danny Paisley, the 2016 IBMA Male Vocalist of the Year, and the Southern Grass regaling us with Honey Don't, Honey Please from their self-titled Patuxent offering. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in a star-studded affair where we'll be embarking on the first of a two-part Bluegrassical retrospective of 2016, a year which was permeated with one high point after another, like the number one song from Bluegrass Unlimited magazine's National Bluegrass Survey for January 2016. This is Big Country Bluegrass, singing a Tom T. and Miss Dixie concoction, the Bluefield West Virginia Blues.
I saw the boy in Bluefield, West Virginia. He played the banjo in a bluegrass band. I have to say I never got to meet him, but when he picked, I'd give that boy a hand. He never said a word, just stood there picking. He only got to sing one song a night. He could really sing that high and lonesome. I recall he always got it right. Bluefield, West Virginia blues. I don't recall the words and I have long forgotten. It's something that I'd really like to do. But I just cannot sing the Bluefield, West Virginia blues. Mark what I am saying. The boy will make it in the music news. I hope you're there when he picks up his banjo and sings the Bluefield, West Virginia blues. Bluefield, West Virginia blues. I don't recall the words and I have plumb forgotten them. It's something that I'd really like to do. But I just cannot sing the Bluefield, West Virginia blues. Sing the Bluefield, West Virginia blues. It's something that I'd really like to do. But I just cannot sing the Bluefield, West Virginia blues.
Until I hear it from you. until I hear it from you.
Hear it from you.
I can't let it set me off or break up my train of thought. As far as I know, nothing's wrong until I hear it from you. Until I hear it from you.
Two number one songs from the National Bluegrass Survey, Dale Ann Bradley sang Till I Hear It From You from her Pinecastle outing, Pocket Full of Keys, which graced the top rung in February 2016, and Big Country Bluegrass gave us the number one song from the month before, the Bluefield West Virginia Blues, as waxed on their Rebel disc, Country Livin'. Donna Ulysses, the IBMA Songwriter of the Year, hit pay dirt, landing on top of the National Bluegrass Survey in June and July 2016 with a tune she co-wrote with fellow master songwriter Jerry Sally. From Donna's Hard Cry Moon CD, this is It Could Have Been the Mandolin.
Sitting back in your daddy's Cadillac with that good radio. All the windows down and that Delco sound cranking out some Bill Monroe. When you took my hand in yours, you stole my heart. When you fell for me, I fell right back, right into your arms. Always stirs my soul. Or maybe that Kentucky wind blowing round as hot as coal. It might have been that July moon pulling us in like a tide. We were all a part of setting up the perfect stage to fall in love that night. Same old sky tonight, it's still a mystery. It
my soul. Or maybe that Kentucky wind blowing round as hot as coal. It might have been that July moon pulling us in like a tide. They were all part of setting up a perfect stage to fall in love that night. It could have been the mandolin, 'cause bluegrass always stirs my soul. Oh, maybe that Kentucky wind blowing round as hot as coal. It might have been that July moon pulling us in like a tide. They were all a part of setting up the perfect stage to fall in love at night. They were all a part of setting up the perfect stage to fall in love at night.
Donna Ulysses with It Could Have Been the Mandolin, which sat atop the National Bluegrass Survey in June and July 2016. You'll find it on her Hadley Music Group project, Hard Cry Moon. SPGMA Fiddle Performer of the Year, the always energetic Michael Cleveland, will take us on through our break and into more bluegrassical highlights from 2016 with a little bit of Henryville, swiped from his Compass release, Fiddler's Green. And the Spinney Brothers, the Graskels, and Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice will continue injecting the program with bluegrassical excellence immediately following our forthcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
We're back, still in the reminiscing mode, paying tribute to all the bluegrassical doings of 2016, and in particular, homing in on the 8 songs that topped the Bluegrass Unlimited magazine's National Bluegrass Survey during the year. The Grascals settle off the chart in August 2016 with I Know Better from their Mountain Home CD, and then there's this.
Well, I sit here all alone tonight while the cold rain is falling, but I should be getting over you instead. Oh, if you think you're not the reason for the reason I ain't calling, then you better think about the things you've said. Too much stormy weather makes me want to call you up and talk about forever, but I know better. Ooh. You're in a lesson learned, a page is turning, I don't plan on reading it again. So we've paid the cost of love and lost, and I don't want to go back where I've been. Where I've been isn't love that you left, no forgive and forget, just let go and get back together, cause I know better. See a ray of hope just over my blue shoulder. You can bet it ain't you standing there. Oh, I'm tired of pretending, cause pretending gets me nowhere. I was crazy thinking that you ever cared. That's why I'll never put my hopes and dreams we had back when we were together, cause I know better. Ooh. You're in a lesson learned, a page is turning, I don't plan on reading it again. Cause I'm loving lost, and I don't wanna go back where I've been. Where I've been isn't love that you left, no forgive and forget, just let go and get back together, cause I know better. I don't plan on reading it again. Cause we've paid the cost of love and lost, and I don't wanna go back where I've been. Where I've been isn't love that you left, no forgive and forget, just let go and get back together, cause I know better. Cause I know better.
Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice with special guest Ronnie Bowman singing the number one song from September and October 2016, Long Neck Blues. That song was also named the IBMA Recorded Event of the Year, and you can find it on Junior and the Boys' Mountain Fever outing, Poor Boy's Pleasure. And the Grascals were in the leadoff spot with I Know Better, the number one song from August 2016, which appears on the group's Mountain Home recording, and then there's this. The Spinney Brothers also have the distinction of holding down the top spot on the National Bluegrass Survey for two consecutive months, in November and December, and they did it in grand style with the title track from their Mountain Fever CD, Living the Dream.
It's 3 in the morning, while I leave you this note. You're still softly sleeping, but you wake up alone. As I pull out of the driveway, another long tour ahead. As I go chasing my dreams, till I come back home again. Gas station coffee, grabbing breakfast on the road. It's a long stretch of blacktop till we get to the show. These road eyes are tired as we roll into town. While I'm living the dream, could use a little sleep right now. Living the dream means on the road playing shows, singing songs 7 nights a week. Living the dream means leaving home always gone, while the ones I love are waiting there for me. That's the reality of living the dream. Message once again. Then it's rope signs and white lines for the boys in the band. Well, I love to go, hate to leave, but for now I'll play the part. While I'm living the dream, I pay with pieces of my heart. Dream means on the road playing shows, singing songs 7 nights a week. Living the dream means leaving home always gone, while the ones I love are waiting there for me. That's the reality.
I I packed up that old Ford car, went out looking for a star. I never thought we'd be so far from the home for us. Nights are long out on the road, it's become a heavy load, and there's a longing in my soul for the home for us. I miss the stories Granddad told, and the fishing trips that me and Dad would take. I'm just a kid of 10 years old when I think of biscuits Mama used to bake. In my heart I'm just a stone's throw away from the home folks. Well, I made friends from coast to coast, and there's a few that I call close, but the ones I miss the most are the home folks. Around the table we'd say grace, and there's times when my heart aches to go back and take my place with the home folks. Another town, another crowd, I've lost track of all the places that I played. I know I made them proud, but they'd love me just as much if I had stayed. I'm so thankful for the way that I was raised by the home folks. Grandma told, and the crazy chances all us kids would take. I know time will take its toll, but it can't take away the memories that we made. I know now those really were the good old days with the home folks. And in my heart I'm just a stone's throw away from the home folks.
When it's leaving and I'm going away to stay. Oh. Always wanted to know where the singing did go. Gonna go where it goes today. Always wanted to know where the singing did go. Gonna go where it goes today.
Now that's what I call playing with alacrity. A word Bill Monroe probably never used, but you have to agree it's apropos with the Larry Stevenson Band's rendering of Midnight Train from their Weep Little Willow endeavor. That tune featured the 2016 Spigma Banjo Performer of the Year, Kenny Ingram, the Farmhands, the Spigma Vocal Group of the Year and Gospel Group of the Year, was in the middle with Home Folks, as rendered on their Dig in the Dirt disc. The Farmhands also featured the Spigma Dobro Performer of the Year, Tim Graves. And the Spinney Brothers began all the festivities with the number one song from November and December, as measured by Bluegrass Unlimited Magazine's National Bluegrass Survey, with the title track to their fine Mountain Fever release, Livin' the Dream. The IBMA Instrumental Group of the Year, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, will escort us all the way to and through our looming break with a little bit of Casanova Casanova from their Compass CD, Family, Friends, and Heroes. Higgs, and we'll be paying tribute to the most decorated band of 2016, which hauled in no less than five major IBMA and Spigma awards, immediately following a short ride through our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Back, about to pay homage to the 2016 IBMA Entertainer of the Year, probably the most coveted award, voted on by members of the International Bluegrass Music Association, or IBMA for short. Quoting from the organization's criteria, quote, "This award is for the performing act who displayed the greatest competence in all aspects of the entertainment field. Voters should give consideration to recorded and in-person performance, public acceptance, attitude, leadership, and overall contributions to the bluegrass music image," end of quote. The winner was, of course, everybody's favorite, the mighty Earls of Leicester, three of whose members, Charlie Cushman, Jerry Douglas, and Barry Bales, snagged the IBMA Banjo Player, Dobro Player, and Bass Player of the Year, respectively. This is Big Black Train.
Well, I had the blues. But now they're gone. I'm on a big black freight train.
and we're moving on. I'm on a big black train and I'm moving on. I'm on a big black train and I'll soon be gone. Well, this big black train, it keeps moving on. Get on track, I got a one-way ticket and I won't be back. Well, this big black freight train is moving down the railroad track. Well, you cheated on me, baby, and you told me lies. You said that you was gonna laugh every time I cried. Well, this big black freight train, we're telling you goodbye.
Rising from the flames, spread your wings and
Becky Bowler, the 2016 IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year, giving us Phoenix Arise, her most recent single, and the Earls of Leicester were just before with Big Black Train, as heard on their self-titled Rounder Foray. You're hearing the bluegrassical best and brightest from 2016, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We've got playlists and past programs lodged over at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be contacted at bluegrass@wpln.org. This next group took home 5 major awards in 2016, including the IBMA Vocal Group of the Year, the IBMA Song of the Year, the IBMA Album of the Year, the Spigma Album of the Year, and the Spigma Band of the Year. Pretty heady stuff for a band built around 3 young siblings, which has only been performing for 5 years. This is Kelsey, Buddy, and Charlie Robertson, Flat Lonesome, singing that song of the year, You're the One.
You're the one, you're the one that made me cry. You're the one that laughed at me and said goodbye. Oh, you're the one that made me blue. So how's it feel now that you're the one it's happened to?
You're the one. Carter Farm, 60 acres. For 50 years worked the bottom land. He wore his faith out on his sleeve. Beech nut was his brand. This afternoon he packed the church house. There's not a seat left in this place. His trademark was bibbed overalls, at least until today. Now he's all dressed up with somewhere to go. Pass him by, he wants them all to know. This ain't goodbye, it's not the end. It's just so long till we meet again. You may not recognize him in these clothes, but he's all dressed up with somewhere to go. Today he wears the same blue suit and tie that he got married in. When he said goodbye to his one true love, he put them on again. He knew where she was going. We all knew his last request. He said, when I go to meet my sweetheart, I wanna look my very best. Now he's all dressed up with somewhere to go. As the people pass him by, he wants them all to know. This ain't goodbye, it's not the end. It's just so long till we meet again. May not recognize him in these clothes, but he's all dressed up with somewhere to go. If you knew the man, without a doubt you'll know. Today he's all dressed up with somewhere to go.
Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers presenting the 2016 IBMA Gospel Recorded Performance of the Year, all dressed up. Swiped from their Rebel offering, Sacred Memories. That heartrending number was co-written by Jerry Salley and Diane Wilkinson. And Flat Lonesome, the 2016 IBMA Vocal Group of the Year, was up first. Swatting away with the IBMA Song of the Year, You're the One, a Dwight Yoakam tune, from the IBMA Album of the Year, Runaway Train. Well, we're just getting started. We'll continue our coverage of noteworthy High Blue and Lonesome accomplishments of 2016 on next week's program. In the meanwhile, Danny Roberts, the Spigma Mandolin Player of the Year, will keep us in good company, take us on home with the title track to his Mountain Home recording, Nighthawk. And on that high, happy you can't beat a Monroe-influenced mandolin tune, especially if it's tempered with some modern rhythmic punctuations kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, there's no better way to usher in the new year than by looking back at the highlights from the past year. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have many such sterling moments provided by the likes of Josh Williams, Mountain Faith, Sierra Hull, Brian Sutton, Special Consensus, and Rhonda Vincent and The Rage on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.